Hey Science 300 listeners, have you guys ever run out of storage on your phone and ended up not knowing what to keep and what to delete? If this has ever happened to any of you, well, you're in luck, because today's topic is about personal data management. I'm your host, Bernice, and these are my two co-hosts,
Sarah
and Kiefer.
So guys, have you ever heard of data management?
I think I might have an idea, but I'm not too sure.
Isn't it just a way to organize your data?
Exactly. Data management is basically deciding what is important and what's not important in your personal data. Now, personal data can mean a lot of things, but what I want to focus on is storing things like photos, documents, and apps on your devices or online drives. I read this cool study done by Dr. Francesco Vitale about keeping and discarding personal data, and he brought up something really interesting about storage. He said that people tend to hoard all of their personal data that they can until they run out of storage, instead of making active decisions to delete it. And sometimes they just end up buying more storage, and this happens all the time.
Oh my goodness, I never realized it, but that is so true.
Now, I admit that I am a total personal data hoarder, and I can never delete any of my things online or on my computer. But what about you guys?
Yeah, I feel like I've never deleted any of the photos off my device because I feel like deleting a photo is like deleting a memory that I can never get back.
I totally agree. Even if I'm not going to look at the photos, it makes me feel reassured that my photos are stored somewhere.
Right. So I found the topic so interesting that I think we should go out on campus and find out how UBC students manage their personal data on their devices.
Okay, let's do it.
Be right back, science listeners.
Okay, we're back. Here is what UBC students had to say for themselves.
The first student that I interviewed is Athena.
What's taking up most of the space on your phone?
My photos.
I interviewed someone named Sarika, and this is what she said.
How many photos and apps do you have on your phone?
I have 6,091 photos, and I have like around 30 apps.
Lastly, I had the chance to talk to Andrea, and this is what she had to say.
If you run out of storage data, would you rather delete your data or upload it to somewhere else?
I always upload it to the cloud.
I guess the overall takeaway from these interviews is that some UBC students don't really manage their data. What do you guys think is the overall takeaway from the interviews?
From their responses, I feel like people really treasure their memories over the amount of storage that they have. We all have a lot of data, but we aren't conscious of how we manage it.
Yes, definitely. A memory for a person is a piece of them, and by deleting it, they sometimes feel lost, as if they can never get it back.
Yeah, that's actually so true. From Dr. Vitale's work, I hope that companies or software incorporate his ideas into their solutions to data management, and that developing data management solutions aren't too far away in the future.
I hope so too. If you guys want to find out more about Dr. Vitale and his work, check out his website at francescovitale.com. That is FrancescoVitale.com.
Well, that is it for this podcast. Thank you for listening.